Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Midos Perek Dalad Mishnevav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Sabbat Rachel. She should be zeichah to find Yosef Kol going Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing the building of the Heichal. So the Mishnah tells us VaHeichal Mea Al Mea. The Heichal was 100 by 100 Amos. That's 100 Amos wide by 100 Amos long. Al Rom Mea and 100 Amos tall. Now how do we account for all these Amos of height? So HaOitem Sheish Amos. The Oitem, which literally means that which seals off. That was 6 Amos. That was basically the foundation, if you will. That was 6 Amos high. Then VeGavai Arboim Amos. The next height of the wall was 40 amos. Then Amo Kiur, there was another Amo jutting out of the wall, which was Kiur, not a Kiyar, which is a sink. Kiur means decoration. It was basically a thick beam running all the way across the wall. It was jutting out an Amo. It was decorated very beautifully. Then Va'amosayim Beis Dilfa, there was another 2 amos of Beis Dilfa, which is basically a connecting structure. These were thin, flat boards that were turned upwards that were 2 amos high, and these were used as a ceiling or the floor supports. Then Va'ama Tikra, another Amma thickness of the Tikra of the ceiling itself. Va'ama Maziva, and another Amma that was the flooring of the upper level of the Heichal. And everything we just mentioned now accounted for 5 Amos. Then V'gaiva Sha'aliyah Arbaim Amma, the height of the Aliyah of the upper level, that was also 40 Amos. Then once again, we had Va'ama Kiur, Va'ama Sayim Beis Dilfa, Va'ama Tikra, Va'ama Maziva. So that's another 5 Amos. V'shalish Amos Make. Then on top of the building, there was a 3 Amos of a fence around it, Va'ama Kala Oirev, and another Amma of Kala Oirev, which is loosely translated as a crow chaser. Kala means to either destroy or get rid of. It's basically a very sharp pointed metal plate that made sure that birds didn't rest on the top and dirty the building, and that's a total of 100 Amma's height. Now Rabbi Huda says, Laya Kala Oirev Oila Min Amida, the Kala Oirev wasn't counted as part of the Mida, Ela Arba Amma's Hoyamake, the 100 Amma's ended off at a 4 Amma Make, a 4 Amma fence that went around the top of the Heichal. We continue discussing now the length and the width. That was just the height. So here we have the length and the width. Mea Mizrach L'mayr of Mea Amma, from east to west, which is basically from front to back. That's 100 Amas. So how does that cheshbon out? Kaisal Ulam Chamesh. The front wall of the Ulam was 5 Amas. V'ulam Acharosar. Then the Ulam itself was 11 Amas. Kaisal Heichal Sheish. The front wall of the Heichal was 6 Amas thick. Then V'soich Arboim Amma. The inside of the Heichal was 40 Amas. Then Amma Traxin. There's an Amma Traxin, which in the first place of Mikdash was a real wall dividing the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim. In the second Beis HaMikdash, it was 2 curtains that were spaced an Amma apart. Then, V'esrim Amma Beis Kodesh HaKedashim, 20 Amas was the Kodesh Kedashim. Then, Kaisal HaHeichal Sheish, the back wall of the Heichal, meaning behind the Kodesh Kedashim, that was a 6 Amma wall. And V'ata Sheish, the chambers behind them, were 6 Amas. And V'Kaisal HaTa Chamesh, the outer wall of the Ta, which is the outer wall of the Heichal, that was 5 Amas. So that's the entire length. Now, Menat Safa in Ladarim, 7 Amma, from the north to the south, meaning from the outside of the right wall to the outside of the left wall of the Heichal, that was 70 Amos. Kaisal HaMasiba Chamesh, the outer wall of the Masiba, which again was this walkway that went around the outside of these chambers, so that wall itself was 5 Amos. VaMasiba Shalosh, the walkway itself was 3 Amos. Kaisal HaTa Chamesh, then the outer wall of these chambers was 5 Amos. VaHata Sheish, the average chamber was 6 Amos. Kaisal HaHeichal Sheish, then the Tzafa in the north wall of the Heichal itself was 6 Amos thick. VaTaycha Esrim Amma, the width of the Heichal measured 20 Amas. Kaisal HaHeichal Sheish, the south or the left wall of the Heichal was also 6 Amas wide. V'ata Sheish, once again the chamber on the left side was 6 Amas. V'kaisal HaTa Chamesh, and the outer wall of those chambers was 5. Now we have something we did not yet mention. U'beis HaRadas HaMayim, the area where the water went down, that was 3 Amas wide. This is basically the drainage area, if you will, where all the water came from the top of the Heichal building. It would drain into there, so that was 3 Amas wide. That matches up with the 3 Amos of the walkway on the other side, and Makaisal Chamesh Amos, the wall that held that was 5 Amos, so that's a total of 70 Amos of width from the entire outside of the building from right to left. Now remember, we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the Heichal was 100 by 100 Amos, and we just only mentioned 70, so the extra 30 Amos is really cheshbened only at the beginning of the building, which we know is called the Ulam, so that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ha'ulam, oidef al v'chameshesrei Amos min ha'tzofim, v'chameshesrei Amos min ha'darim, the Ulam was jutting out over beyond the Heichal building itself, 15 Amos on the right and 15 Amos on the left. V'huayin nikra beis ha'chalifas, these 2 added parts, kind of like the wings of a letter T, inside the Heichal, they were called the beis ha'chalifas. Why? Shesham gunsmen sakinim, that's what the kaihanim would put their knives, all their shechita knives were stored over there, and we know that a chalif is a shechita knife, so that's why it's called beis ha'chalifas. And now the Mishnah concludes by explaining why the entire building was shaped like a T. Why wasn't it just a regular rectangle or square? Why was it shaped like this? V'heichal Chotzar me'achrav v'racha milfanov. The heichal was narrow behind and wide in the front. V'doyme la'ari. It looked like a lion. Even though, yes, you're right, it does look like a T if you look at it from pictures. But if you're able to use your imagination a little bit, it's shaped very much like a lion is. A lion, the front of it is very wide because it has the big mane and then it has a narrow, slim, slender body behind it. Shemar, how do we know the base of Mishnah is described like this? Because the Pasuk tells us, Hoy Ariel Ariel Kiryas Chana David Moha Arit Sar Me'achrav Racha Milfanov. Just like a lion is narrow in the back but wide in the front, Af HaHechol Sotu the HaHechol, which is being called Ariel Lashon Lion, Sar Me'achrav Racha Milfanov. It's narrow behind and wide in the front. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parakeh Mishnah Alfin Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.